AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Arrangements are being made in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for a white female police officer to surrender now that the district attorney has filed first-degree manslaughter charges against her for fatally shooting an unarmed black man.
It is our responsibility to demonstrate to our community the importance of adherence to the rule of law.
The swift action in Tulsa stands in contrast to Charlotte, North Carolina, where the police chief refused under mounting pressure today to release video of the shooting of another black man this week. This just in, the attorney for relatives of that man who was shot to death in Charlotte says the family has seen police video of his killing. Members of Keith Scott's family did not talk to reporters as they quickly left Charlotte's police headquarters. Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney said earlier today he wouldn't release the body and dash camera video while a criminal investigation into Tuesday's shooting continues. There is a mess in the Midwest from flooding in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. A spokesman for the Minnesota Department of Transportation says many roads are closed due to more than a half foot of rain that fell last night.
You know, the ditches fill up with water. Water goes over the road. Maybe creeks rise and go over the road. In the Twin Cities metropolitan area, we had a couple of major freeways that we had to close down for a period of time.
Kevin Gutnick says some of the department's winter equipment, though, came in handy.
We pulled out a snowplow and used it to push water off to the side of the road in an effort to get that roadway open. It's a major roadway in the Twin Cities.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, led by gains in high dividend stocks a day after the Fed said it would keep interest rates low. The Dow gained 98 points. This is AP Radio News. A new Associated Press GFK poll finds a recent stumble by Hillary Clinton did not have the impact that Donald Trump supporters had hoped.
Trump supporters demanded an apology. The hashtag basket of deplorables started trending on Twitter.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
But the poll shows 60% of registered voters think Donald Trump doesn't respect ordinary Americans. 48% feel the same way about Hillary Clinton. Nearly 3 in 4 do not view Donald Trump as even somewhat compassionate or civil. Half say he's at least somewhat racist. Although Hillary Clinton said it, most voters in the poll do not think Donald Trump supporters are deplorable. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Pittsburgh, Trump says he'll help heal the nation.
We all have to walk a mile in someone else's shoes, see things through their eyes, and then get to work fixing our very wounded country.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.